They came from the sea, their battered sails and black hull menacing the indigo horizon. The vessel was many times taller and longer than the people's canoes, and from them came the stench of unwashed bodies and pine tar. The men who dropped from the ship were monstrous creatures with shiny carapaces on their chests, upon their heads, and around their arms and shins. They carried spears, flags, and crosses. The people of Borinquen were afraid to reveal themselves because their villages had been ravaged so many times that they knew nothing good ever came to their shores unbidden from the sea. The mighty goddess Guabansex often unleashed huracan winds and heavy rains from the ocean to sweep away their bohíos, flood their cassava plots, and change the course of rivers. Fearsome Caribe warriors paddled their long canoes to raid their land, steal their food, kidnap their women, and slaughter their men. Although they were frightened, Borinqueños were a brave, hospitable, and hopeful people. They called to Yucaú, the mighty god of the seas, to protect them from horrors delivered from the ocean. Then they emerged from the forests. Taíno, the cacique, greeted the men from the ship with the word meaning peace, even though armored men who carried weapons seemed anything but peaceful. The sailors looked at the Borinqueños as if they'd never seen humans. They gaped at the tattooed and pierced bodies and swept their eyes over the women with an especial hunger. They stared at the cacique's feather headdress, at the golden disc he wore on his breast, at his gold bracelets, and at the small nuggets knotted with cotton thread around the warriors' necks and arms. The cacique was a shrewd leader and noticed the covetous glances. He told his Borinqueños to give the men the adornments given to them by Atabé, the goddess of sweet waters and of rivers. The cacique also gave away hammocks woven by the most gifted weavers in the village, baskets full of cassava bread, sweet potatoes, peanuts, guavas, and pineapples. The Borinqueños filled barrels with clean drinking water. With these gifts, the Borinqueños thought, these men encased in metal, who rattled every time they moved, would climb into their enormous sailed canoe and disappear into the same horizon that had delivered them, hopefully never to return. They did leave on that November day, but waves of them came back, their vessel slicing across the horizon. Wherever they landed, they demanded tribute from the caciques and the cacicas, who offered more clear water, ever larger baskets filled with food, the best hammocks, and more nuggets. The ships would leave, and more would return. Because the first sound from the mouths of the Borinqueños was the word Taíno, the men from the sea thought the people were describing themselves and renamed them for the word peace. The men from the sea also renamed Borinquen, meaning great land of the valiant and noble lord, as San Juan Bautista, meaning St. John the Baptist. They came with weapons that severed a man's head in one stroke. They brought animals that Borinqueños had never seen, horses, pigs, hounds, goats, cattle. They trampled through the yuca fields, smoked the people's tobacco, and raped the women.